This week on Blitz Bears, Eddie Jackson says the goal is to surpass the 85 Bears. But in what way? Plus, Mark Wahlberg thinks Baker Mayfield is going to succeed Tom Brady. All that and more, so sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get blitzed. Welcome to Blitzed, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. Training camp is only a few weeks away. Mark Wahlberg has lost his mind, and Tom Brady has been punking us all for 20 years. Plus, we're just 4 weeks away from our first ever live video show of Blitzed. Is that a little pee that just came out?
Oh, God, yeah.
Rookie, a lot just of calm pee. Down. Calm down. Who says there's nothing to talk about in the offseason? We'll get to all that, but first, let's introduce our hosts.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
Okay, so no drink from our barkeep tonight. He never sent a drink to us, even though I've never actually asked him to send us a drink before. But he just plain ghosted us. So we've got nothing prepared to drink tonight. Well,
what?
except for everything in our fridge at our bar.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, is he all right? Did you even reach out to him or?
What am I, his mother? Fuck that guy. Besides, yeah, now I get to drink beer and shoot tequila instead of drinking his swill. By the way, what are you having?
I'm having just a classic Southern combo, beer and bourbon.
Oh, I love it.
Yep. Yeah. And
looks like I am too, actually.
This is the problem with video.
No kidding. I can tell right off the bat what
am I having. Take a fucking look for yourself, Tom.
In fact, the glasses are the same and the shot glasses are exactly the same as well.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
I'm having a margarita, dumbass.
If you'd like the recipe for this week's drink, which is nothing, by the way, and want to find out what we'll drink on our next show, just visit blitzedfootball.com and check out our Blitz Barkeep's blog, which is called Behind the Sticks.
First down.
Mitch Trubisky is the most popular bet to win NFL MVP this year. Oh, however, the odds are anywhere from 75 to 1 to 200 to 1. So if you're Trubisky, is this a compliment?
If I was to put my Mitch Trubisky hat on,
please do. Feel free to speculate.
This is definitely
wildly.
Any press is good press for me.
Oh, there you go.
I'm such a nice guy. I'm such a nice kid.
Yeah,
this is a hell of a compliment. I'm the nicest bet to win MVP. That means somewhere someone thinks I'm going to win MVP. I'm not just a good bet. They're like, some piece of them is like, yeah, this kid could actually do it. I stand it. Like, I go on and I make sports bets on the most, like, sometimes a very out there bet, right? I'm
Look,
the classic guy.
You're the coin flip guy.
I'm the
That's
classic
a, you're that guy.
Guy.
You're
I'm like,
oh, who's going to get possession at the start of the Super
yeah,
Bowl?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I won that
I like
one.
That.
You're,
I like that.
You're a prop bet guy.
But a piece of me is like, heads is a real possibility here,
it
guys.
Really is. It at really least 50% of the time.
Exactly. I don't make bets.
Even
but
money.
I don't think there's a shred of it like a shred of a chance of it happening. I don't make bets unless that's the case. I think what?
I'm leading on. Like, you're gonna fill that sentence. You're gonna fill that dead air with something.
I think Trubisky thinks.
Yeah.
Because I'm putting my Trubisky hat on.
Of course you are.
Right? I'm no longer wearing just the regular hat, the fedora I wear.
Well, of course. Yes, yeah. Exactly. You're Cam Newton.
Now I've got
large brimmed fedora, offering guys $1,500 bucks for their plane seat fedora.
Now I've got my Trubisky hat on.
Has its own
which
seat
is a Bears
fedora.
Cap, by the way.
Made the flight fedora from Paris
yeah, exactly.
back home.
Yeah. Refuses,
the fedora made it, Cam. I got to tell you. Yeah. Where
refuses
were you?
To take the fedora off, actually.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
I think I'm just happy that there's, you know, a shred of confidence that I could be the NFL MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pumped. Are you kidding me? I'm pumped to be in the conversation. This is such a good kid.
He's a good kid. Okay.
He's like, I don't think he ignores the stats and he just goes, thanks for thinking of me.
Really appreciate being invited.
Yeah. He doesn't know how sports betting works. So he's like, this is great.
It's pretty nice.
This is great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that he should look at it as a compliment. Because, I mean, first of all, he should look at it and be insulted. Hugely insulted.
Should.
Yes, he should be.
Right.
Because he's looking at that going, for fuck's sake, what am I at 200-1 shot to win the MVP? I'm an NFL. I should at least be a 32-1 shot, don't you think? I mean, give me a break. 32-1. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
200-1?
Sure. Hell yeah, man.
Matt Stafford's probably a 150-1.
For sure,
for God's sake. 200-1.
Yep.
Now, then when I think about it for a moment, when I let it marinate, okay, and I'm
you're Mitch Trubisky right now.
I've got his hat on. I don't know what the fuck his hat is,
it's
but I'm
Bears
wearing
cap.
It.
It's a Bears cap.
It's a Bears
not
cap.
Even like, it's not even like a new, like a nice one. It's just like this old practice cap. It's
okay.
Got sweat stains on it.
Nice.
It's a good kid.
I like that.
Yeah.
Why do they even say that, though? Why do you have your Mitch Trubisky hat on? Like, why don't you just say, like, why don't you have, you've got a Bears hat on?
Do you want me to answer that? Like, why? What? Who invented this
look,
analogy?
Clearly, that was rhetorical.
Is this the question?
Why are you even? No!
Because I totally missed the question.
I get it. Because I'm answering it.
Where did the term
put fedora come from? Okay, so let
Italy?
Me.
Italy?
Yeah, know. Clearly.
Okay, all right.
So let me answer this.
Yes.
So now, after I've gotten through all of the angst of being insulted in the public realm this much by being a 200-1 shot to win the MVP, I think to myself, I am the most popular bet because people know that I'm not a 200-1 shot.
And see, the only difference between your hot take and my hot take is that I think...
I use bigger words.
That too. That too. I think Mitch doesn't even acknowledge. He doesn't go through that first kind of pass.
He's not insulted.
No, he's not insulted.
He immediately
goes... I think he just jumps and he goes, thank you for the compliment.
God, that's nice.
I just think he's the nicest guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you put money down on Mitch Trubisky winning the MVP?
I would.
Okay.
I would put money down.
Would you?
Yes.
How much?
$5.
Wow.
Enough that
you cheap motherfucker.
enough
so
that
much that I don't care.
Exactly.
Come on. What's your I don't care money level? Give me a break.
Well, fuck.
Come
what
on.
I'm pulling in from this show?
Oh, pff, come on.
That's 30 cents.
Yeah. No, I
an
give
hour.
You that.
Yeah. An hour. Pulling in 30 cents.
Come on. 200, 250?
No, hell no.
Come on.
I'm not that kind of guy. 100 bucks.
Stop.
100 bucks.
100?
Yep. For a bet like this, 100 bucks. I throw it out there. Actually, for a bet like this, maybe 200. I'd go 150.
Okay.
Go 150.
Think about that. 150 pays you.
Because you're right.
Wait, 150 pays you $30,000.
Because you're right. Because at the end of the day, there's a shot.
Right.
There's a shot.
Yes.
And I like that.
Legitimate shot.
I like that.
Me too.
Yeah.
And you know that the odds are wildly out of skew.
Yes.
For this kid.
Yeah.
This nice kid.
No. Well, we know that.
Yeah, of course we do.
He doesn't know.
No.
He's just happy to be mentioned.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your I don't care money?
My I don't care money?
$15,000 probably.
Like, 10, 15,000 bucks, something like that.
That's cool.
Do you think this show is
That's
cheap
cool.
to produce?
Yes.
It's not. Well, it is. Yes, it is.
Dirt.
But I have other shows that are expensive.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Oh,
I host about 12 shows.
What?
Yeah, this is at the bottom of the... Bottom of everything.
Yeah. Wow.
I know.
Yeah, and you cater to a rich audience,
The fact that you guys keep showing up astounds me.
Well, we need that 30 cents on like every hour.
There is that.
That's reliable money.
There is that.
Yeah.
Can we move on?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good stuff.
Second down.
Diminutive actor and Patriots apologist Mark Wahlberg seemed to double down recently on his 2018 prediction that the Browns QB Baker Mayfield will be Tom Brady's heir in New England after Brady retires. What movie best represents what Browns fan will think if that ever happens?
Okay, well, that's the key part. If that ever happens, first of all.
Yeah, so like, sure.
If that was to happen,
yeah.
What are they thinking? That's the question?
Exactly.
Okay, so this week I went with Deep Impact, also known as Shitty Armageddon, I believe is what it's called.
So.
It's basically,
we
take Armageddon.
We greenlit a similar movie almost at the same time.
Exactly.
God damn it.
Yeah, I bet it's the same studio. They're just fucking with you. It's the exact same studio.
Two producers really fucking hate each other over there. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Anyway, why Deep Impact? Well, here's the thing. So if this was to happen, Browns fans would be basically like humanity in Deep Impact. I don't know if you've seen it. You must have seen it.
Of course.
Okay, good.
What am I, coach?
It's really nice not having coach on, actually.
Oh, God, it's a dream come true.
It's amazing.
I love
it. Making record time here.
It's so good. Yeah, we're going to be done in about 12 minutes, guys. The quickest show ever.
Yeah, not a lot of explaining to do.
Not at all.
Anyway, so here's what happens. Elijah Wood, Frodo, sees this comet. He discovers this comet or asteroid that's coming towards Earth. It's actually two, I believe. He basically alerts the scientific community. And somehow, here's where it ties to the Browns. Somehow, after years and years of bullshit between the, you know, the world political stage and all the different factions disagreeing and never being able to get anything done, they managed to send Robert Duvall up in a spaceship in this like last ditch effort to save the day. All they have to do is plant a nuke and blow this thing up. That's it. That's the only thing they have to do.
We may not have enough life support left to get back into the cargo bay for the nukes.
How are we supposed to get back off the surface once we've gotten down there? We don't.
So somehow we've come up with this plan, and this is like the Browns. Like, after years of shit, somehow they've sorted through this thing, and they've got this plan. And they're like, whoa, what? Wait, you're telling us there's a shot here? You're telling us we got a shot.
We're going to send up a 90-year-old with a nuke. And he's going to blow this thing up because that's our best plan.
And Cleveland's like, I'll take it. I love it. I love it. Anyway, so after all of this, they've managed to sort through all this shit. They get Robert Duvall up there. It fucking fails.
Well, because the thing is senile. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, wait, the plan was shit all along.
The guy was operating a blender up there the whole time. He's like, nuke has been planted.
Detonated.
And I got the smoothie at the same time.
Yeah, and look at this, a smoothie. Anyway, so after all their
efforts. How are you guys doing down there?
Yeah. Static.
Bad connection. Call back later.
Yeah. After all that shit, what happens? They make it this far. The fucking asteroid still hits Earth.
Of course.
And the only thing is, you know, that's how I tie it back to Cleveland is like they finally got this structure of and a glimpse of hope.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they've shipped off Mayfield to the fucking Pats. And they're like, well, the asteroid still hit us. Like, fuck you, man. That's crazy. That's it.
That's
my take.
I love it.
It's good shit. Okay. What do you want to talk about now?
Well, I'm going to go with my movie,
okay,
which is a classic shout out to Marky Mark. It's a Mark Wahlberg movie.
That would have made sense.
Where he plays the... Yeah, it really would have. Yeah, well, I should have sent you a text ahead of time. Where he plays the incredibly unlikable Bobby Shatford in the movie The Perfect Storm. Now, think about this for a second. Baker Mayfield is the savior in Cleveland.
He
has the potential to be a bigger legend than LeBron, even. That's how football crazed Cleveland actually is. So what would you need to happen in order for the Browns to trade Mayfield or let him walk in free agency? Like those storms, I've assembled three incredibly unlikely but plausible scenarios that would have to happen simultaneously.
Wow.
So bear with me.
And you're ad-libbing this whole thing. It's
absolutely
incredible.
Just off the top of my head.
Is
absolutely.
Amazing.
Watch this. Point number one.
In no particular order.
Despite all their additions and hype, the Browns just plain suck for the next 3 years. Freddie Kitchens gets fired, and Baker never adjusts to the slew of new coaching personnel that cycle through the organization.
Right.
So in essence, the Browns revert back into the Browns.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely.
Okay.
But plausible.
Plausible.
Scenario number two. Like Tom Brady, Baker cheats on his partner, because that's what Brady does.
Newly married.
Of course.
Yep.
However, in this scenario, he cheats with OBJ's and Jarvis Landry's girlfriends at the same time, leading to a slightly uncomfortable locker room vibe.
Slightly.
Slightly. Okay?
Okay.
And scenario number three, this is a big one. A giant rogue wave literally picks up First Energy Stadium and flips it over, killing every fan and decimating the Browns franchise.
Andrea Gale, do you read me? Do you read me? Come in! Come in, for God's sake, come in, Billy! These storms have collided! They are exploding!
All three of these things would have to happen at the same time in order for the Browns to get rid of Baker Mayfield. So, Mark, whatever it is you're smoking, please send it to Michael Bay and please tell him to stop making Transformers movies. They stink like your Baker Mayfield take. Okay?
Public service announcement.
Yeah. Oh,
you're doing
huge.
You're doing us all a favor.
Thank
here.
You very much.
Wow.
Yeah. It's over. It's over.
No more Transformers movies.
Or shall I say it in Marky Mark speak? It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
Say hello to your mother for
say
me.
Say hello to your mother.
Suck.
Why we hate Tom Brady.
Recently, the Patriots posted a video of Tom Brady running what they say is a 5.17 second 40-yard dash. Glacial by NFL standards, but a hair faster than the time he posted it at the NFL Combine 19 years ago.
Right.
Okay.
Which was what, Stats Guy?
The year 2000.
No, I mean the time. What did he post?
Fuck if I know, but it was faster. Okay, here's my problem. We all know how attention-starved Brady is, but I never thought he'd sink this low.
Oh, jeez.
Imagine being so vain that you would deliberately tank your combine time in your 20s just so you could redo it 19 years later so you could say, I'm faster at 42. The nerve of this guy. Care to comment?
Let me ask you.
Yep.
What do you think you'd put up when you were what? 20?
20? My 40 time?
Yeah. What do you think you put up?
4.1, 4.2?
yeah. Probably.
Well, wait a second.
Probably.
With the shorts?
Yeah,
or without the shorts? Because the shorts create the drag.
The shorts do, yeah.
I would say if it was like the original Olympics where they competed naked, just like with that oil sheen all over you to cut through the wind.
Yeah, and like a loincloth.
I'm thinking, no loin. Only loin at the end.
Just
naked.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it would go.
Yeah, you're
just
thinking.
Flopping the
you're
wind.
You're thinking you'd fly.
Yeah, I would.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Thinking like 4.1, 4.2.
It would be glorious.
Oh, it would be.
Yeah, it'd be
unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I would run.
What do you think the diff is between your 40 time then and your 40 time now?
I'd run about an 8.7. If I could get out of my chair.
Let me tell you, I'm 30.
Yeah.
I'm 30 years old.
You are?
I am.
Jesus.
I am. I'm half of that.
You
I'm 15.
Look like you're 12.
When I was 22, which is not long ago, 8 years has passed.
Yeah.
What happened 8 years ago? In the last 8 years, like Obama was president and now it's Trump, you know? Like that's
a
pretty simple. Yeah.
Yep.
Like it's not long. I'm telling you.
Oh, it's not long.
It's not a long
I'm sorry,
time ago.
Not long at all. You're right.
Both our movies came out like in the 90s.
I think Packers had just won a Super Bowl.
I think they had.
Wow.
9 years ago.
Oh, he should have gotten 9.
It's not that long.
Okay,
my
fine.
40 time is 3 seconds slower.
Jesus.
Like, I can guarantee that. I can guarantee you my body has aged so rapidly.
Wow.
My legs would just, I'd be like a jalopy. I'd be shooting hubcaps off. My everything would be flying out. I'd just be sprouting engine grease everywhere. Like, fuck, what the hell? What is this guy doing? How is he faster now, 20 years later?
No, dude, I'm telling you, he purposely tanked his time when he was in his 20s.
If that's the case, then he is a
Do you even listen
mastermind.
To these intros?
No, I've never.
Okay, my
I
point
barely
is,
just got here.
Is that he deliberately went slow when he was in his 20s.
Oh, my God.
Just so we could come back 20 years later and say, look how much faster
Brilliant.
I am now.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Here we go. TB12 method.
Amazing.
TB12 method.
That's genius.
Even if he was out of the league for like 15 years, he would still come back and call it TB12 method.
That's
He'd
brilliant.
He'd be that guy on YouTube saying, still running.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Good luck throwing those passes.
I
true.
That's I tried telling my folks that was like that made up like that was my GPA basically. Yeah, no guys, I'm tanking it.
Yeah.
So that when I'm 40,
yeah,
I can just automatically become a genius.
Yeah, I can do 11th grade geography again.
Yeah,
and get a B minus.
See, B minus is a lot to ask.
A lot of pressure in the rookie's household.
My
there.
Dad bought it. He bought it. We got 10 years.
Nice.
That's my comment. This guy's a fucking genius.
I love it.
he's living in the year 2119. This guy is a genius.
I love it. You're like, Dad? Dad, I am leading all of the English second language students in geography right now. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Dad, I just need $256.99 for basically Spanish 11. That's all I need. And then I can get my MBA.
I think he's just a punk bitch. And this is, why even post this time? What? Like, what's the point? Is he going to start scrambling more now?
I don't understand. Yeah, like
if he sees an open gap, is he gonna dash? Is he gonna scamper 7 yards for that first down now?
Hell yeah, right. Yeah,
exactly.
I think this guy has a career rushing total
of like minus 28 yards.
But the shitty thing about Brady is he will scamper for 7, and you'll read about it for the next week.
Of course,
everyone
will
be talking about it. Jesus. What's this guy eating?
Everybody in the Northeast will be losing their fucking shit over the fact that this guy got off.
Meanwhile, the kid in Baltimore can't get a fucking headline. Yeah. He runs for 228.
Poor Lamar Jackson. Yeah, it's like, unfortunately,
what's a guy got to do here?
But he overthrew his slot receiver by 78 yards.
Yeah, exactly. He ran for 77 and he overthrew for 78.
I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Lamar Jackson just needs to pass to himself.
Exactly.
I'm fine with
that. If he can get a good trajectory going, that kid's unstoppable.
Could you imagine him throwing a ball up there and drawing a pass interference penalty on somebody by running down the field? Everyone's like, the fuck is this guy doing down the field? I'm just going to pop him a little bit.
It'd be like Billy Madison, the only guy to take his skate off and try and stab someone with it.
I'm
the only guy to throw myself a pass and get a passer interference, offensive pass interference penalty.
I think that'll be his legacy. That'll be his legacy.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I love it.
Yeah. It's better than running a 5.17 at 40 years old.
That's
embarrassing. Like, that's your legacy? Fuck.
You know what it makes me think? We should probably set up in the parking lot, run a few.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I think
Oh, man. That's what video's for.
It's true.
Once they give us the keys and
there's
no stopping this
thing. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll be doing at least an episode from the parking lot, doing various physical activities.
Fourth down.
Eddie Jackson recently said that our goal now is for the defense to be number one across the board. Jackson told SiriusXM NFL Radio, shout out to the 85 Bears, but we want to top everything they've done. So let me ask you, the 85 Bears are like, that's the standard for the best defense in history. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read out what stat, at least, do you think that the 2019 Bears can overachieve against.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, the 85 Bears.
Yeah.
64 sacks.
That's fucked.
34 interceptions. Okay? 258 yards per game allowed and only 12.4 points per game allowed. Okay?
Oh, my God.
The 2018 Bears had 50 sacks. So, 50 sacks versus 64.
Right.
Okay? 27 INTs versus 34. 299 yards per game versus 258 and 17.7 points per game versus 12.4. So which of those four stats do you think the 2019 Bears will overcome?
How many games did Mac play?
Stats guy?
Stats guy.
12? 10?
18? Probably. Yeah. 20? How many did he sit out? Like, was it a sizable amount?
I think he sat out like three, four games.
Yeah, four.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so the question is, like, because that guy's the sack machine, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, so, like, can he make up? So, sacks, 14 sack difference. No, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
27 INTs to 34? Oh, man.
Crazy.
I don't know, because who's getting the most of them? Like, Fuller's packing up the INTs, probably, but then they got rid of... To the Packers, they got rid of Amos, Adrian Amos.
True.
Well, although I don't think he had, what did he have, like two or three?
He's more like a pass breakup guy.
So, man, 299, like none of them.
None?
They're not going to come close to any of those.
Really?
That's crazy. That defense is crazy. INTs, I think, is the one that they could pull off.
34. Well, think about that. That's more than two a game.
I know, but I mean, like the sacks, 64 sacks, I don't know. Wow. I don't know if they can touch it.
Yeah. So none.
No, I said INTs. I know I have to choose
one. You started with none.
I know. Yeah, I'm like, is none an acceptable
it's
answer?
It's not.
Okay.
Well, no, you have
you set
to
me
answer.
Up like this?
You have
I'm
to answer.
Say INTs. I think that they would even, like, because I don't think Amos, I need to fact check this. I need Stats Guy to run the numbers here.
Sure.
I think he only was like two or three. So I don't think there was like a huge, anyway, I'm going to say INTs could
right.
be the.
All right. Yeah.
I don't know what they're.
Pause for 45 seconds while I check.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's just not going to work. That's just not good radio.
Well, you're using dial-up.
Well, Jesus. I mean, I'm glad you didn't hear that on the track. Okay, fine. So you're saying INTs.
I think 64 sacks, I don't think they're going to touch it. The difference in points per game, oh, man, that's crazy. It's like 5.5 points per game.
It's true.
I don't think you could drop that. INTs, if I had to choose one, because I honestly don't think that they're going to hit any of them, I would say INTs is the one that they'll go for.
Okay. I think it's going to be yards per game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because all of these other ones are, as you said before, they're, first of all, the sack number is, it's a wildly variable number. Like, you could have a lot of sacks as a team and yet not be successful.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a couple of guys that just rack them up, but big deal. You could still get carved up by another offense.
Yeah.
The INTs thing, that's a ridiculous number.
It's ridiculous.
34. I mean, forget it. That's just not going to happen
anymore.
The fact
that they had 27, like, yeah.
And the way the NFL works nowadays with regards to how they want teams to score, they make it easier on offenses to score nowadays. So the idea that you could hold it like on average across a year to 12.4,
no,
forget it.
No, not a chance.
However, they weren't that far off in the yards per game. So I get it. It's 40 yards.
Yeah.
But still, they had a couple
you
of games.
That's the most achievable.
They had a couple of games where they gave up a shit ton of yards.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe it's not a matter of dominating a team early and playing prevent defense and letting them chuck the ball up and racking up a bunch of yards. Maybe this means it's just about playing more close games where you're winning 15-12, 15-10. And so it's just a grind them out kind of affair, and you keep the team under 200 yards.
But it's an interesting point to make. The league is not the same as it was. They're putting up more points. It's more kind of like that's the focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, offense heavy games, higher scores, you know. And so, I don't know. I just think people are going to be slinging them more and more.
You made this point earlier.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Well, okay. We're done here.
Yeah, I think we are.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Overtime.
Recently, ESPN released a list of NFL tribute craft beers that are wildly popular in their regional markets. For example... For example, I have a few.
Touch my shoulder?
I will never touch you again. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
For example, there's a beer from the Weyerbacher Brewery in Easton, Pennsylvania called Dallas Sucks.
That was very original.
So good.
So clever.
In Buffalo, the Big Ditch Brewery makes a beer called the Make Me Wanna Stout.
Oh, cool.
At the Devil's Backbone Brewery in Lexington, Virginia, they make a beer called Ale to the Redskins. I love that.
I love that.
It's awesome. And my personal favorite, in New Jersey, there's an Eli Manning-themed IPA called Brady's Nightmare. By the way, it's 10% alcohol because Manning's number 10. Okay, so here's my question.
Oh.
What name would you give a beer that's going to tell the story of the 2019 season?
I was going to go Packers with this.
Were you?
But I had this feeling that you were going to go Packers.
Well, I...
Just because you fixate on them.
I do all the time. It is unhealthy. Yeah. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. So I went a bit rogue with this one.
That'd be odd for you.
It's a prediction.
Oh.
Okay.
Prediction.
And mine would be a stout. It'd be a good old-fashioned, kind of like a Guinness, kind of like an Irish stout.
Sure.
And it'd be the Irish Car Bomb.
Oh.
Two R's. And here's why.
Oh, I love this.
I think Carr is going to get back into relevance this year.
Really?
I think
David Carr?
With all the shit. With all the shit happening, I think no one is expecting anything.
Yeah.
But the people they've brought in, like, he has... People kind of forget, like, all the off-field antics aside, he has Antonio Brown. Like, Antonio Brown in 2018 caught 15 TD passes. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. Like he's incredible.
Yeah.
And then they brought in, I think, who was the other guy they brought in? Terrence Williams, I think they brought in to basically like stretch the field.
Yep.
Like a guy who, like, I think his average catch was like 60 yards. Like, guy's a fucking freak.
61.4.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Can we just double check
Stats
that?
Guy?
Yeah, Stats guy? Let's double check
Stats
that.
Guy.
Okay. They brought in a running
Clippy,
back
Clippy.
Who looks as though.
Clippy, can you check that for us? Get back to us?
Yeah. Yes, can you?
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Clippy. Appreciate it.
Okay. Anyway, they brought in a running back who's like a do-it-all running back, although he's in a fucking contract holdout already.
Of course.
I don't understand what's happening there.
It's the Raiders.
Yeah, I know. I think they've done a ton of work to provide this guy the weapons that he needs. He's had awful injuries. He's had ridiculous coaching changes and like organizational directions that are just baffling, where they're selling off guys that are just like such key pieces to his team.
Yeah.
But I think that he's going to get some consistency. I think he's got the weapons, and I think you'll see a resurgence from this guy.
Huh.
I'm not talking MVP. I'm not talking Super Bowl. I'm just, it's an out there prediction, just saying that he's going to be a top 10 QB this year, as is. That's my prediction. So the Irish car bomb.
Wow. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Do you know what I just realized? So tonight is the first time we're actually doing test video because we're doing a first video show in 4 weeks.
I like how you're addressing the audience.
And here's the thing that's so interesting, and this is going to be the difference between us doing audio versus video going forward. I realize that I'm wearing flesh-tone colored shorts with my legs tonight, so it looks like I'm not even wearing bottoms at all. I mean, it looks like I just rolled out here.
Yeah.
Like I just had a shower and dropped the towel and figured, hey, rookie, let's do a show.
There's a lot of thigh.
I got
thigh
my sweatshirt
well.
On. There's a lot of thigh. Because it's riding up. We're in the bar stools here.
There's a lot of thigh.
I feel like I got to constantly pull them down.
Well,
so,
the boner doesn't help either.
So here's what I'm thinking. Maybe in future, we turn on the air conditioning and I wear pants. I think that's probably what we need to do.
I'm wearing pants?
I know
am
you are wearing pants.
Profusely.
Of course you are. But
I
here's the thing.
So sweaty.
We're actually shooting on, I mean, through the magic of television, it looks like we're sitting in a bar. But, I mean, let's be honest.
Don't tell them that.
What?
We're on site.
We are?
At a bar.
Oh, right.
God.
But this bar bans green pants, which you are wearing, by the way. So
yeah, but they're olive.
Oh, they're olive pants. So maybe that's
wait, I got a fact check. I'm good?
We're good.
Okay, still got
good.
Legs.
Clippy
still
says
got
good.
Legs.
Woo! Woo!
Oh,
but I look
feeling
like I'm
good.
Naked, right?
Yeah.
Is that it? Clippy says thumbs up. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You look like you're naked, and regardless, we can still see your balls. So that's I don't understand it. Yeah.
Okay, should I get to my point?
Probably not.
Okay, fine.
We're out of time, actually.
I think I'm going to go with the non-chuggable Aaron Rodgers tribute beer.
You're gonna see.
And it's called the Lost Saison. Because despite what the national media is telling everyone, I'm not sure we're going to see a big difference from the 6-10 team we saw last year. Everyone talks about McCarthy getting punted because he couldn't innovate on offense anymore, and he was wasting Rodgers' prime years like he was some sort of trophy wife or something. So in comes Matt LaFleur, an offensive genius out of Tennessee, you know, which is a team known for running up the score on opponents, like that 12-9 throttling of the Browns last year, or their epic 15-10 curb stomping of the Jaguars.
Epic.
My point is, when you think Tennessee, you don't exactly think offensive juggernaut.
Well.
Oh, come on. Okay, all those field goals. I mean, come on. That, in my opinion, isn't even the problem with the Packers in the first place. If you look past Pouty Rodgers and see how they actually did last year outside of their record, their offense was fine.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they were 12th in yards gained and 14th in scoring. Not amazing, but not awful either, okay? It's their defense that sucks. They were 22nd in the league in points against, and they were in the bottom half of the NFL in yards against. If anything, they should have hired a guy like Vic Fangio, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that went over pretty easy.
No, like I actually agree with you. And that's why I'm actually excited that you guys got Vic Fangio in, because you took him away from the Bears. Like, he took, like, a stud D-man, like, defensive mind away from, a rival of ours.
Yeah, but I know you're slightly biased here, but what you have to understand is that before he became a miserable, awful head coach, Pagano was actually a great defensive coordinator.
I know. So I just have no faith in Pagano. I hate Pagano.
I know you hate Pagano. You named an awful beer. You named Tecate after Pagano last
Pagano,
year.
Chuck Tecate.
Just get it out of here. I don't want any more of it.
I hate him so much.
But you know what?
I think he's going to be decent.
I think he's going to be decent. And I think you guys are going to be meh. I think the Packers are going to be mad next year.
Is this just an attack?
Here's the thing about the lazy national media is that everybody is losing their minds in order to say that the Packers, who went 6-10 last year, are going to win the division. And the Bears are going to take a step back from 12-4. I can't understand how that even reconciles.
You don't think the Bears have a shot at 10-6 and Packers 11-5?
I do not. Based on the point that I'm making.
Well, I think your point is stupid.
Well, that's fine. And that's the joy of this show. Lost Saison. That's about all the time we have for this week.
Jesus, that's unfortunate.
What a fucking train wreck this was. I'd like to, you know what, I blame Clippy for this. And the reason why I blame Clippy for this is because we were fired up and ready to go. I mean, like 4 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then Clippy shows
four or five
up,
beers.
And you know the weird thing is that technically, I think Clippy has it together, but for some reason, he was obsessing over makeup.
That's true.
I'm like, Clippy, you're not even on camera.
That's true.
Like, why are you putting on?
You showed up wearing pants too.
He suggested that I take them off.
Clippy who put you in shorts.
That's just it. He goes, How about you go with the spandex flesh-colored shorts? I think that'll really translate well.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
hey, you look like you played tennis in the '80s.
I did.
You got to have a pair of these shorts I have in my
closet.
Totally
agree. So I'd like to thank, first of all, the coach for forgetting to show up tonight and forgetting we actually had a show. That was really awesome because it's nice to have a night off from the coach. And also to Mark Wahlberg for being so incredibly delusional. So, I mean, I can't wait for Transformers 8.
No.
I mean, it's going to be amazing.
No, it's going
to
be amazing.
If you'd like to hear more episodes of Blitz, just visit blitzfootball.com or subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you find podcasts. Thanks again for getting Blitz with us. Until next time.
Until next time.
Right?
Yeah.
Until next time.
Yeah,
when is that?
I mean,
Clippy? No idea.
August.
No. Talk to you again in August, everybody.